Valentine's, you can taste when it's the very best of Waitrose with our number one range. There's Côte de Bœuf 30-day dry-aged with a fine marbling and a unique rich flavour. Champagne truffles made with single-origin darkened milk chocolate cream and brut champagne. And chocolate praline heart desserts with a luscious mousse praline centre and crunchy nibbed hazelnuts. Number one, the very best of Waitrose and Partners. For your number one.
Selected stores subject to availability.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Group therapy, just shoot us a message. We'll toss it out to the group, see if we can get you some help. This one comes from a listener. I just found out my husband gave his work wife, in quotes, some flowers for Valentine's Day, and I'm having a hard time with it. Talk me.
Understandable so far.
Right. Talk me down from the ledge and tell me that he's just being a nice guy and not doing more with his, quote, work wife. He's talked about her before, jokingly saying my work wife, et cetera, et cetera. And I've never thought anything of it because in my mind, their work relationship was just that, a work relationship. Didn't cross any lines. But then I saw on her credit card statement that he had red roses sent to her, and I about lost my mind.
Ooh, red roses. Those mean things.
I immediately asked him what this charge was all about, and he was honest with me, but said I had nothing to worry about. Just the fact that he has to tell me I have nothing to worry about makes me think I have something to worry about.
Oh, gosh.
What would you do?
Oh, well, okay, so here's my next question, though. But did he get her anything?
Well, good question. I mean, Valentine's Day is still coming up, so I guess, hey, if you're listening, here's your opportunity. You better go bigger than the work wife to your actual wife. That's the big thing here.
Many more roses, bigger bouquet, maybe jewelry, something. It's got to be bigger. So that's, I guess, maybe, do we wait to find out what she gets? So then, I don't know.
Adriana.
I feel like this is a little much for a work wife.
I think so, too. I think the color of flowers has a lot to do with it, too. Because, as you said, don't the colors have meanings? Like,
Red is love.
That's what I'm saying. Like red is, even though it's standard, and like maybe most guys that are just like clueless are just like, let's get her some roses. Roses all come in red, right? All right, let's get her red roses.
No, they don't. There's pink. That's, you know, like Valentine's Day, kind of. And I don't think that necessarily has underlying meaning. I don't know. Now I'm going to have to Google it.
All right.
What do pink roses mean?
All right. It's group therapy. We're getting some messages. We'll get to that here in just a sec here. At Ben and Kelly Show, or would love to hear from you, too. 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Man, it always gets so just sticky, this Valentine's Day, what to get who, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. We got a message from a listener who found out that her husband gave his, quote, work wife red roses. Yikes. And had them sent to her. And he was like, hey, it's nothing to worry about. Now she's like, hey, talk me off the ledge because I'm kind of freaking out here.
And we have lots of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go first to Andriana, who said, my work husband switched jobs. As a prior work wife, no. If he had given me roses, that would not be okay from my standpoint or my husband's or his wife. Okay. Not okay. Send carnations, not roses.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Kate says.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
She writes, I feel like if it hadn't been roses, it would be fine. My work husband would buy me things for my birthday and Christmas. He was my best friend at work, but we were both married and would never cross a line. So if he's an idiot and just got roses, that's one thing. But he should have got different flowers. Yeah, I think the roses are the big thing here. But
yeah, so Chris said she should send roses to herself and say it's from her work husband. See if it bothers him. If it does, use that moment to make the point.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Roxanne rolls in. She sent us the bona fide chart.
Of the actual chart.
Of
gotcha.
The meaning of the rose colors. And there are many different colors and different meanings I was so unaware of.
Oh.
So, yeah, we were on target with red meaning love,
gotcha,
and passion.
Okay.
Courage and respect. White, purity, innocence, silence, secrecy, and heavenly. Dark pink, appreciation and gratitude.
Okay.
Light pink, admiration, sympathy, grace, joy, and sweetness. Yellow, joy, delight, friendship, welcome back, and new beginnings.
Okay.
So I feel like yellow is a safe zone.
Yellow.
Orange, fascination, desire, and enthusiasm.
Okay. Orange is desire?
Yes. Okay. Apparently, and so is coral.
All right.
Peach is appreciation, closing the deal, get together, and sincerity. Stay away from purple, too.
Oh, okay.
Love at first sight, enchantment.
Okay.
And then they even go as far as to say yellow with red tips is friendship and falling in love.
Wow, ooh. I had no idea those roses even existed. You know, I was kind of...
I know.
I knew there were several color of roses, but I didn't know they went into such great detail. We got a message from another listener who wants us not to say his name, but he says, I always gave the women who worked in my office roses. If he's in management, maybe it's just him being nice to someone who does a lot of work for him. Look for other clues before crucifying him. Yeah, but he already said work wife. Like, I don't feel
yeah,
like...
Yeah, he did. He used that term.
Yeah, and I don't feel like that's something that you use if like, she works underneath you. You know, if you're like in management, as that was coming out of my mouth, I was like, man, that sounds weird. Yeah. Yeah. She's working underneath you. All right, buddy. Right. Brittany writes on Facebook, I've had a work husband and I never got any roses. And if he was to buy me roses, I feel like that would be a little awkward. Like he's trying to send another message. You have every right to question and to think something's going on. Just my opinion, though. Man.
Okay.
Oh, wow. this is crazy.
This is so awkward. I think we're all in agreement, though, that roses, the red roses, was inappropriate.
Okay.
Like, yeah. That wasn't the best choice. If he wants it, like, more of, you know, an assortment of wildflowers or some sort of bouquet like that.
Roses
are, that means something.
Yeah, I pulled these weeds coming in because I forgot it was Valentine's Day. Here you go.
No, you can go to the grocery store and find really pretty bouquets of all these different assorted flowers. They're really beautiful. But
yeah,
they don't
you
mean
know what?
I love you.
I will say that we've gotten several texts from listeners that are like, listen, to defend this guy real quick. Because remember, she's talking about her husband here. No man thinks the type of flower is an issue or the color of the flower. You know, I think sending anything is really the issue. So, like, she better get something huge for Valentine's Day.
Yes. You know what? It needs to incorporate diamonds.
Mm-hmm. The diamonds.
Mine, I suggest, go to Genesis Diamonds.
This is funny. Emily writes in, is like, hey, if Ben gave Kelly roses, I feel like Kelly would be like, what is even happening right now?
And I would like to go ahead and go on the record and say, where are my roses?
Yeah, I'm not sending the roses. Sorry,
no?
That ain't happening.
Dang it.
And Justin's like, always just do candy, never flowers. Always candy. All right, from a guy.
Candy, that's safe.
Yeah, just do the candy.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Absolutely.
I think we're all saying, yeah, be suspicious. But maybe do
but
some.
But what do we do with that?
Yeah, I know. Like,
do
some more digging. I think is what everybody's saying.
I think we need to wait until we find out what she gets because I feel like she hasn't gotten her, you know, Valentine's Day present yet because it's not Valentine's Day.
You're right.
So we wait. We see what he does for her.
Okay.
And then we decide how to proceed.
Gotcha. Okay. So hopefully we'll get a follow up to this one because I'm kind of invested now and to see what happens. On actually Valentine's Day, maybe she invites the work wife out to their house for a little Valentine's
Day double date or
get together.
Yes, dinner. Yes, oh, perfect.
All right. If you want to see all the comments so far, @BenAndKellyShow on Facebook.